They're known as the nuclear holdouts, Japanese residents refusing to leave their homes even though they're in the contaminated no-go zone around the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant. In one town, Naraha, just 20 kilometres from the plant, only 4 residents remain out of an original population of 8,000. Despite worries about radiation and all efforts to get them out, the holdouts are refusing to budge. Armed with his clicking Geiger counter, the ABC's North Asia correspondent Mark Willacy travelled into the nuclear no-go zone to visit one of these holdouts. He filed this report from inside Naraha.
Well, we're on the road in Naraha, and it's less than 20 kilometres from the oozing reactors of the Fukushima nuclear plant in the so-called no-entry zone. I'm told this town of 8,000 people is now largely empty, except for just 4 residents who are refusing orders to leave. Taking me into Naraha today is Sanae Yamauchi, a town councillor, who's been coming into the no-entry zone for months to visit these so-called nuclear holdouts.
The first thing I think when I come here, when I see the view, I wonder if I can ever return. This place is contaminated and very worried about the children. Unless we decontaminate the area, I don't think the children can come back.
Well, we've just passed the checkpoint into the no-entry zone. Security is reasonably tight there, as you'd imagine. Only people with a pass like Mr. Yamauchi are allowed in here, so we are officially now in the no-go zone. I'm at Keigo Sakamura's farm. He's one of the 4 in Naraha who's refusing to leave. He's on the outskirts of town, and as you can hear, he's got quite a few dogs, 21, he tells me, in total. As well as the dogs, he's got goats, chickens and rabbits, and he says he just doesn't want to leave because of his animals, although he does admit he's a bit worried about his long-term health prospects.
Of course I'm worried about my health, but I haven't found an alternative option because I need a place, if I'm going to move, where I can take all these animals and that has this much nature. I've put everything in this, so I can't just leave.
Well, I'm standing in the centre of Naraha now. There is just absolutely no one here. I'm outside the biggest supermarket in the town and it's all boarded up. There's weeds growing out the front. On my way in, we saw a car that's been completely overgrown with vines. We saw animals running loose, cows, also some cats that have gone feral. And for my guide, Sanae Yamauchi, trying to get Mr. Sakamoto and the 3 other holdouts to leave is a bit of a fruitless task, but he still comes here regularly to check on them.
The local government is working hard right now, preparing for people to be able to come back home, but personally, I think we won't be able to come back for at least 5 years.
It's time to leave, so we're driving back out of Naraha through its deserted streets and past its empty houses. The big question now is, will Naraha ever be repopulated? Will its residents ever be allowed to return? Because the Japanese government has signalled that some communities, possibly Naraha, won't be habitable for decades. This is Mark Willacy reporting for AM on the drive out of Naraha.